Jesse was already halfway through his first slice of pizza when he spotted a man in a hurry headed in his direction. It was still early in the season, and a number of the Paradise Harbor food stands had yet to open. Rocco's was the exception, however, and workmen had already hosed off a winter's worth of dirt and grime from the outdoor tables. Welcoming sunshine peeked through the variable cloud cover, providing warmth to the small crowd that had gathered to sample what was generally regarded as the best pizza in Paradise. Jesse watched the man approach. He was fit and handsome, wearing a well-tailored pinstripe black suit, a pink dress shirt, and a floral tie. He carried a brown and tan Louis Vuitton attaché case. He stopped at the table where Jesse was sitting, looked around for a moment, then sat on the bench across from him. "Pepperoni," Jesse said, his mouth filled with pizza. "Awesome." He swallowed. "I've already had my lunch," Connell said.
"At 11:30 in the morning?"
"Brunch, then."
"At Golden Horizons?"
"Look, I'm not here to discuss Golden Horizons," Connell said. "As you correctly surmised, I'm Philip Connell. My friends call me Flip."
"Mr. Connell," Jesse said, "I'm Chief Stone."
"Thank you for making the time to see me," Connell said.
"What can I do for you?" Jesse said, finishing the rest of his slice.
Connell exhibited the barest measure of disgust as he watched Jesse chew. "I thought we might have a little chat," he said at last. "Get to know each other a bit."
"How swell," Jesse said.
"You start." "I founded Amherst Properties 20 years ago, on my own, with money I borrowed from my family."
"How nice."
"I built it myself and shepherded it to its current level of success, which is considerable."
"Was there anyone else working with you?"
"My team was working with me."
"So you didn't exactly build it yourself."
Connell looked at Jesse. "Is this going to be a difficult conversation?" he said.
"I just wanted clarification. Many serve, but in a number of instances, only one takes credit."
"All right," Connell said, sighing. "I was somehow hoping we might be able to come to an understanding of sorts."
"What kind of an understanding?"
"I'm led to believe that you bear some kind of malice toward Golden Horizons."
"Not that I'm aware of."
Connell looked at Jesse for a moment, then soldiered on. "Malice as a result of what you perceive to be the mistreatment of one of its residents."
"More than one," Jesse said.
"Okay," Connell said, "more than one."
Jesse shrugged.
"I came to believe it was this alleged malice that triggered the inspections that now jeopardize our business."
"I wouldn't know anything about that," Jesse said.
"Be that as it may, and regardless of whether or not you hold any kind of grudge, I'd like to make you a proposal."
"What kind of proposal?"
"Golden Horizons was founded on the principles of caring and compassion. Sure, mistakes have been made along the way. Amherst Properties manages a number of such facilities, and we aren't always able to monitor them as closely as we might like."
Jesse didn't say anything.
"We're not venal people, Chief Stone."
He stared at Jesse, who returned his stare.
"We'd like you to reconsider your opinion of us," Connell said. "We'd like to accomplish that by offering you a position with us."
"A position?"
"Yes."
"I already have a position," Jesse said.
"I'm aware of that. The position we have in mind for you is a non-exclusive one. We'd like you to serve in an advisory capacity."
"An advisory capacity?"
"That's right. While you still maintain your current position, we'd like you to also serve as a special advisor to Amherst Properties. To me, actually. Unofficially, of course. We'd be prepared to offer you $250,000 for your service."
Jesse didn't say anything.
"And after the first year, that particular honorarium would be subject to upward readjustment."
"You mean, after a year, you'd give me a raise?"
"Correct."
Jesse remained silent.
"Might this position be of interest to you, Chief Stone?"
"You mean, would I be willing to accept your bribe?"
"It's hardly a bribe," Connell said, his features hardening.
"If you say so."
"I won't make this offer again."
"Then I won't have to turn it down again," Jesse said.
"You're making a mistake if you turn it down."
"It wouldn't be my first."
"Would $300,000 make it more palatable for you?"
Jesse stood. I'm not for sale, Mr. Connell. Flip. Golden Horizons has failed to pass at least 3 key inspections. It has incurred an inordinate number of violations. The clock is ticking on those violations. If they're not rectified within the specified time frame, Golden Horizons will suffer the consequences. It will be my job to enforce those consequences, whatever they might be. Connell didn't say anything. Thanks for thinking of me, though, Flip. It will be my pleasure to inform my associates of the high regard in which you hold me, and to share with them your generous offer of employment. I'll deny every word of it, Connell said. I have no doubt, Jesse said. He reached into his jacket pocket and pulled out a digital recorder and a small directional microphone. But no one will believe you, Flip, Jesse said. It's all right here. He smiled at Philip Connell. It's not too late to try the pizza, he said. Then he sauntered away.